a mysterious oath for the bedeviled. He will better himself against hideous walls until hallucinations drag him, snarling and bestial, into a final, terrible mirage. "Come here, on the couch," I ordered her. "I have been waiting for you patiently and eagerly." She obeyed. She stretched herself out and I sat beside her. "Look, it burns. We will be blown to pieces. Bedrooms filled with bodies. Incredible nudities. Here in the green, dim air, through which the heavy odors moved like paralyzed minds, we waited. Eros, patron saint of the laundryman, conducts ancient rituals. Her body moved under his red robe as if in pain. An ecstasy drifted like a cloud over her senses. His crazed voice broke, and his hands seized her. Ah, these indefatigable and unctuous fornicators, rolling their eyes piously between orgasms. The two moved towards the edge of the grove and stood facing the towers, from whose crystalline walls an opal light glistened. Her face remained raised in adoration. It was for this the fires had been kindled, and the women were dancing in the abyss below. Kneeling, she covered her face with her hands. She is never tired of riding on the shoulders of hermaphrodites. Pain, like wings, raised her body. There are many secrets in the night. Let the darkness hide them. You alone hold what I desire.